I next met with Dr. Rod Ramchandran from the Barbara Ann Karmanos Cancer Institute in Detroit. And to begin, he presented a patient from his practice.
This is a young man. He was in his usual state of health until he developed some respiratory symptoms. He was told that he had an upper respiratory infection, which is not uncommon in this setting. And he was treated with antibiotics, developed progressive symptoms with night sweats, and ultimately ended up having a CAT scan, which showed a mediastinal mass and adenopathy above and below the diaphragm. He had stage 3 disease with retroperitoneal, splenic, and mediastinal and cervical adenopathy as well. So he, interestingly, was in the medical field, not at my institution, but he was aware of clinical trials and had actually inquired about the Echelon study when this came about. And so we had a long discussion about considering clinical study versus standard therapy, which at that time remained ABVD. So after this discussion, he was interested in the study and was randomized to the brentuximab vedotin AVD arm.
So before we get into what happened to him, I'd like to kind of take a step back and use his presentation to talk about, before we kind of get into the Echelon study, a little bit about some of the issues in patients presenting similar to this patient. So I guess one question would be, when you look at a patient like this, what are some of the key things that you consider in terms of prognosis? How long ago was it, incidentally, that this happened?
Yeah, so I believe he was diagnosed in 2013.
So that's 5 years ago. At that point, was response-adapted ABVD being done?
Not routinely, no. I mean, there was some early data suggesting a potential benefit, but that was not a standard at that time.
Interesting. So can you talk about, when you looked at his case globally, from your point of view, what the prognosis was, let's say, with ABVD or even at this point with response-adapted ABVD, and what are some of the key variables you consider when you look at patients' prognoses?
Typically, patients with advanced stage disease who are older have a poorer outcome, high LDH, low albumin, hemoglobin less than 10, an absolute lymphocyte count below 0.8. These are all things that are used to calculate the IPS score, which has been developed by the German Hodgkin Study Group to prognosticate patients into low, intermediate, and high-risk patients based on a score of 1 to 7. The age of patients over 45 has been quoted as a high-risk feature. Male sex has been quoted as a high-risk feature. As I said, leukocytosis and a hemoglobin less than 10, so a leukocytosis of greater than 15,000.
What about histopathology? This patient was a mixed cellularity subtype. Does that factor in?
Yeah, so historically, histopathology has been a mechanism to prognosticate patients. That has become actually less important, I think, as time has gone on. We treat patients similarly. Lymphocyte predominant and nodular sclerosing patients have historically done better, but I don't necessarily feel that other subtypes will do worse or change my therapy based on the subtype of classical Hodgkin's lymphoma. The one subtype I would say that should be considered is nodular lymphocyte predominant Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is not a typical classical Hodgkin's lymphoma, with a different immunophenotype, which is CD20 positive, typically CD30 negative, and can be treated differently than classical Hodgkin's lymphoma and has a different clinical behavior and relapse pattern.